There, that was Kid Canaveral there with Tragic Satellite. Now, I did mention earlier that I am joined today with a very special guest, and it's Will MacArthur. Well, I'm describing you as a folk singer, musician and historian. I know you're involved in a lot more things than that, but would you say that's a fair description?
I'm laughing when you say I'm a folk singer. I like to sing folk songs, but I don't think I wouldn't be so bold to put myself down as a folk singer, Derek, to be honest with you. Musician, I'll take that one. I play the penny whistles and flutes, wee bit of mouth organ, mouthy the spoons, and I'm also playing the ukulele. So I'll take musician off you. Historian, well, I think, again, I wouldn't put myself down as a historian, but I think where that's came from is that I've got a lot of websites, one in particular that we'll be discussing, and I've done a lot of research into Glasgow East End in particular. And probably because everything I've done, the research I've done, people look upon me as being a bit of a historian in old Glasgow, but I wouldn't call myself a historian, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a folk singer, and I've had a look at the website, obviously, and there's loads of information there, but as I say, I've invited you in today to talk about Gleska Pals, but it is only fair that we mention your music, and your band is Piggery Bray. Tell us about Piggery Bray.
Hi, well, Piggery Bray has been wonderful. We've been on the go for 16 years. It started off with me and my two friends who I knew through church, Jim Ferguson and Alistair McFarlane, and the three of us started playing local church and clubs and suppers. And then Hugh Lee joined us, played the fiddle. But in 2003, Hugh left us. So from 2003 to the present, we've got four members. And it's Ian Robb, who's on the fiddle. Oh, sorry, Ian Robb plays the fiddle and mandolin. And Jim Ferguson, he plays the guitar and the baran. And Alistair McFarlane plays the guitar. He's a superstar. He's a singer. Mm-hmm. Alistair's a superstar. And then myself, as I say, whistle, flutes, smoothie, spoons. And we all enjoy having a laugh at the concerts. And been on the go, as I say, for 16 years.
I know that all the proceeds go to charity. So who have you supported over the years, and have you any idea how much you've raised?
Aye, Derek, charities, all the money we've raised went to charities. We've never, that's always been my aim from the start. I was, knowing I was coming in this morning, I had a wee look at the website where all the charities are listed, and I noticed that we've contributed to over 50 charities. Mm. Many are our local groups. If I was rhyming off some, the local Reach Out Trust, a Christian group, the local people for experience trauma, The Haven in Blantyre, Salvation Army Home in Cambus Lang. And we had a girl, I noticed the website 15 years ago, a local woman who had a wheelchair. No, sorry, it was in 2004. 15 years ago, she had a wheelchair that was very, very old, and we got her a new one. We've also supported Jazz, McMillan Nurses, Erskine Homes, Hoppy Scotland. What we've raised, to be honest with you, sadly we've never kept a note of how much we've raised, but I do know for a fact it's into the tens of thousands.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific, Will, you know, it really, really is, and obviously all those local charities and beyond that you've supported. Now, do you say you're not a singer? Now, I know we've got a Piggery Bray tune here that we're going to stick on next. I don't know if you want to introduce it.
It takes me great pleasure to introduce this, and I hope the boys for the band are listening, because what happens is that the band of Piggery Bray, they only let me sing two songs. So all our concerts, I'm mostly playing the whistles or the flute, so they only let me sing two. I always have a wee laugh about it and a joke about it. But this one is one that is actually... was written by Billy
Connolly.
Yes, and it was on his UK tour, mm-hmm, when he had this song. It's called I Wish I Was in Glasgow, and it's about life in old Glasgow, the tenements. And it means a lot to me because that's where I came from, the tenements. And the words are very, very, very good. I really enjoy singing this song. I remember when we were recording that, actual fact, I started getting tearful. And the boys in the band started a wee joke saying, were you greeting because of your rotten singing, or were you greeting because of the words?
So we'll stick this on then, Will. So one of the two songs that Will MacArthur sings with Piggery Bray.
Mm-hmm. was born in Glasgow, near the centre of the town. I take you there and show you but the pub and down. And when I think about it, it always makes me frown. They bulldozed it all for a road. My granny was in weaving, my granda loved the trams, my mother, friends and teachers, they made me all I am. They have seen the city come and go, they always gave a damn. There's so much to learn along the road. That great old place I love so much has seen much better days, and still we talk about it as we go our separate ways. Glasgow gave me more than it ever took away, and prepared me for life on the road. Oh, I wish I was in Glasgow with some good old pals of mine, some good old rough companions, and some good old smooth red wine. We could talk about the old days and the old tune's sad decline, and drink to the boys on the road. That great old place I love so much has seen much better days, and still we talk about it as we go our separate ways. Glasgow gave me more than it ever took away, and prepared me for life on the road.
That was Piggery Bray with Will MacArthur on vocals, and Will, there was a lovely flute getting played through that. Who was playing that?
Oh, that was me, Derek. That was me.
Right, well, we'll come back to you shortly, and we'll speak about Glasgow Pals, which is the kind of topic for today. Joined today with my special guest, local folk singer, musician, and historian, as I've described him, it's Will MacArthur. Now, Will, I invited you in today. Obviously, folk music is a big part of your background, but it was really to talk about Glasgow Pals and the Glasgow Pals group, and maybe you could tell us what it is and how it came about.
Aye, well, Glasgow Pals, to be honest with you, Derek, and hand in my heart, it wasn't intentional. It just evolved over the years. I was very interested in old Glasgow, and I started putting old street photographs on my wee school website, what I had. Mm. And down in Bristol, Dalmarnock Primary. But what happened was, as I was putting on the street photographs, the street side of it seems to get bigger and bigger than the school website, which had all the class photographs of Dalmarnock. So I decided I better divorce this and split them. So I split it in August 2002, and I started this website. Where the name came from, I've no idea, but that's the name that I came up with, Glasgow Pals, and I started putting on old street photographs, and then I expanded to schools, and there's now over 50 schools with, believe it or not, over 450 class photographs. It's one of them, must be one of the biggest libraries of school photographs. And what happened was I started to get emails from all over the world. I couldn't believe it. And the thing just got bigger and bigger. And the website, I then added to the website a message board. The message board is the best thing I've ever done, because the message board then allowed the people, the Glasgow Pals from all over the world, to start talking to each other on the message board. And friendships started to evolve. And the thing just got bigger and bigger. And I couldn't believe it how well it took off.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big thing for me, obviously, Will, and getting you in to speak about it is the fact that, you know, how I see it is connecting folk, and connecting folk with that common interest, you know, of obviously Glasgow, and old Glasgow, so I guess there's loads of expats and different things that are engaging with it.
Aye, well, that was the thing that surprised me, because I was, say, born and brought up in Bristol, and unbeknown to me, I now know through this website, that in the middle 60s and onwards, loads and loads of people immigrated to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, America. But I never knew anyone personally, and I was quite surprised at this, the amount of people. And these people just loved the website, because they could keep in touch with Glasgow. And the friendship, and there was long-lost pals reunited. And it was just wonderful how it all just evolved and how it all happened. And as I said, it's been just growing from strength to strength.
You any idea how many people have engaged with it?
Well, the message board in its heyday had over 5,000 members. And we're very strict. I've got two admin help me with it. Nell from London. Nell lives in London. She's a Dumanuk girl. And Norrie, who lives in Cambuslang, Lang. They two helped me with the message board. And the message board was, I mean, we're very strict in it. We don't allow any swearing or any abuse, because we're very conscious that older people are showing their grandchildren their old streets, and they're showing them their old closes and their old school photographs, so very aware the children are on it. And we're very strict on that. And anybody who crossed the line was evicted very quickly. And Neil and Norrie were being a great help to me. But unfortunately, I say, because for the Facebook sort of started to take in 2010, I started the Glasgow Pals Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Because the message board was getting used less and less, and Facebook seemed to be the big in flavour of the month. So I started a Facebook page. And again, keep that very strict, and we've got another three folk who helped me admin that, Jimmy, Annie and Gallagate Gal. They've all got their names, because on the message board, everybody never used their own name. They used a sort of non-diplome. So Gallagate Gal, Gia Clue, she comes from Gallagate, and so on. Nell was actually Helen Ross. So the message board sort of went into decline. It's still there, it's still loyal, still a hardy few use it. But the Facebook seems to be the...
So it's taken over.
Taken over. And it's hard to follow a thread in Facebook, whereas on the message board the threads were there, and you could follow a thread for years and keep talking about it.
Well, later in the show, we'll give all the details for, obviously, the Facebook page and the website, and we'll get it on the Camglen Facebook as well, and we'll get the information out there. But we'll carry on just now. I'll stick on this song. Well, it's Ed Hadcourt and it's Furnaces, but we will come back, and I'm hoping that you've maybe got your penny whistle with you.
Lunchtime on Camglen Radio.
Camglen Radio weather.
So here's your Camglen weather for today. It'll be generally cloudy with some brightness across at times. Elsewhere, some patchy lighter rain or drizzle. This is more persistent across Ayrshire, though. The temperature's currently 16 degrees with a high today of 19. Tonight, it'll become gradually cloudy everywhere with light rain. And that was your Camglen weather. Now, I'm joined today with Will MacArthur. Will's from the folk band Piggery Bray, and we're talking today about Glasgow Pals. Now, I did mention that Will may have brought in his penny whistle, and I've put this down, Will, but it's probably an old joke, but it's amazing what you can buy for a penny these days. But I guess it's been a long, long time since a penny whistle cost a penny. But have you got your penny whistle with you, Will?
Yes, I believe they cost a penny in the 1820s, so we're going to buy it along well. But I brought in my low G whistle. Low G, the lowest note. Glasgow. Where I used to stay, the White Valley closes, done up with pipe clay, where ye knew every neighbour frae first floor to third, and to keep your door locked was considered absurd.
Thanks, Phil. That was great, and I've still got you classed as a singer, and I'm keeping you down on my sheet here as a singer. So, going back to Glasgow Pals, how can people use the website?
Well, the website, Derek, is really just a mine of information. As I say, it's probably Glasgow Pals could be actually 12 individual sites because of so much. There's memory lanes, there's Glasgow Green, schools, transport, forces, songs, streets, cinemas, podiums, churches, you name it, so on it, BB Scouts. But people can go on the website, log in, and they can view all that and read all about it.
Yep.
But interact is really it's through the message board or the Facebook page. And on the website there is a link to the message board and the Facebook, and that's where people do interact through it. And as I say, people abroad keep in touch, and they tell me how wonderful it is that they can keep in touch with Glasgow and invokes all their old memories, taking a walk down memory lane, their childhood memories, keeps alive. And in all honesty, I've spoke to some people who have told me that they really loved it because they used to be on it every night, the old message board. And one woman, which is God's honest truth, one woman says to me, it was keeping her alive.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lonely old woman in a house, and she says she's on every night, and she became great friends. And people from all over the world came and visited her. When they came to Glasgow, they visited her. Quite incredible how it all happened. You know, it's quite amazing.
And obviously people have an opportunity themselves to upload photographs, and I guess you haven't gained all these photographs yourself, you've got them for other people, and the stories and the recipes and
it's not on my, I mean everything on the website, every dot, every comma unfortunately had to be done with my finger, but the people on Facebook upload a lot of photographs for the website. It's got to come via me, so all these school photographs, people send me their class photographs for instance, and I would put that on the website. If they want a wee story attached to it, I can do that. And then we try and put the names. And then eventually what happens is people from the class see the photograph. Oh, I'm in that. I'm in the front row, number 3. They give me their name. And that has been evolving, as I say, over 450 class photographs.
Now, when I was doing my wee bit of research and I was having a look through the website, I came across a nude calendar from 2010. Can you tell us about that?
My goodness, Derek, you've done your research.
And to be honest with you, well, I went in looking for a calendar, and I think there's a calendar events, and then all these nude photographs. But
no, what happened there was, that was 2010, you say, right? Well, that was, remember at the time of the WRI, when the women did that nude calendar. We say nude, obviously your bits are hidden with plants and all that, and guitars and different things. But Nell in London, one of the admin on the message board, Nell had a brother-in-law who was a printer, and at the time she said, why don't we do a Glasgow Pals nude calendar for Christmas, you see? So what a laugh that, because that was a merriment for months and months this went on. Anyway, eventually got 12 daft people
including yourself.
Including myself.
I have looked at the photographs.
I'm the December, Mr. December. And we sent Nell the photographs down in London. She took them to her brother-in-law, who produced a fabulous, fabulous calendar, if I say so myself. I've still got a copy hidden in a drawer somewhere. And we sold it, and we raised over £200. Piggery Bray added 100 to that, which gave us £300, and we gave that to the Carentine Pinchers group, because Nell's sister was a volunteer in that group in Carentine, and I went and presented them with a cheque for £300 from that calendar. So there was a lot of good came out of it.
Yeah, well, good on you. Well, and I say, if the photographs are up there, if anybody wants to look at them, if they engage with the website, if they're looking for a calendar of events, they're going to end up with the 2010 nude calendar. Right, well, we're going to introduce another song here, and it's an Adam McNaughton song. And I don't know if you want to introduce it yourself.
Ah, well, that was the one I just gave you the first verse there. Oh, where is the Glasgow where I used to stay? It's written by Adam Norton, a school teacher, and it's written through the eyes of a child, really. It's a sort of childhood look back at the tenements. It doesn't mention any of the bad stuff like the rats and the mice and all the horrible stanks. It's a nice childhood look back. It's called The Glasgow I Used to Know by Adam McNaughton.
Oh, where is the Glasgow where I used to stay? The white wally closes done up with pipe clay, where he knew every neighbour from first floor to third, and to keep your door locked was considered absurd. Do you know the folks staying next door to you? And where is the wee shop where I used to buy a quarter of toddies, a tuppenny pie, a bag of broken biscuits and three toddy scones? And the woman I asked, how's your ma getting on? Can your big supermarket give service like that? And where is the wain that once played in the street with a jory, a peery, a gird with a clique? Can he skulk a jahudgy or dreep off a dyke? Or his writing and was new the one thing he liked? Can he tell Chicky Melly frae Hunch Cuddy Hunch? And where is the fib o' that I played and saw the fair shooter charging the pass off the wall? There was nae 4-3-3, there was nae 4-2-4, and your mates did nae kiss ye whenever ye'd score. Is the game like Big Woodburn suspended sign die? And where is the tram car that once did the turn up the Great Western Road and the old Yoker Run? The conductress I knew how to deal with an yaff. If you're gone, then get on. If you're no, then get off. Are there only like her on the buses the day? And where is the chip shop that I knew so well? The wee corner cafe where they used to sell hot peas and bray and McCallums and pokes, and ye knew they were tallies the minute they spoke. Do ye want a raspberry or your ice cream? Oh, where is the Glasgow that I used to know? Big Wally, wee shoey, the steamy, the cold, the shulpit wee bochel, the glake at Big Dreep, the bone, the slates, and your gas in a peep. Have ye scraped the veneer off? Are these things still there?
There, that was Adam McNaughton there with Glasgow I Used to Know. Adam McNaughton obviously might be well known to many people in the local area because he certainly was one of my teachers at school. I do remember him from Cathkin High. Now, I'm with Will MacArthur. We're going to come back and speak about Glasgow Pals shortly. You're listening to the Lunchtime Show on the Cam Glen Radio 107.9 FM with Derek McCutcheon. That was Travis there with Driftwood, and I've got my special guest with me today, Will MacArthur, and we're talking about Glasgow Pals, which was really, it started out as a website and kind of went beyond that, but having had a look through it, well, obviously we know Glasgow is the dear green place, and I think people from outside Glasgow tend not to realise how many parks and, you know, green places there is in Glasgow. But I noticed that on the website you refer to Glasgow Green as being designated Europe's first public park in 1814.
Yes, that's a fact. The first park in Europe, the Glasgow Green. Glasgow Green, coming from Bristol, Glasgow Green was a place I was at a lot. And I still go down the green a lot. visit it. And but as a wee boy, the thing I really remember was obviously in July when the shows came, the carnival, and the smells and the noise for the big lorries and the waltzers and all that. I just loved the shows. We used to go there just about every day. And also, you went down there to play football, and there's the swings and the famous Sonny Pond, which we went as a wee kid, and all that's away now, unfortunately. It's a shame. But the Green's looking fantastic at the moment. They've done it up well, and it's still a great place to go and visit.
Yeah, and that's been kind of favourite place of mine. I like to go to the People's Palace and that, you know, and spend some time there. Yep. And even what they've done with the Templeton Carpet Factory and the West Brewery, you know. And a nice sunny day, it's a nice place to be. And I see it was also, you know, the park itself was first mentioned in 1175, so it's probably been there in some shape or form for, since that time, obviously.
Yep.
Now, we've got another song here, Will, that and I'll ask you to introduce it again. It's Dub A Do by Gabba Lindsay, but I think you can tell us more about that.
This is a great wee song. It was written by a school teacher, Jim Douglas, from Fife. And it's about, we all remember, when we were wee boys and girls, we're playing and we're talking, we're native Glasgow tongue. And you go to school, what happens? A teacher tries to knock it out you to speak proper, and you're taught to speak proper. Now, I'm a great believer. Of course, we must learn to speak proper English, that's a fact. But I'm also a great believer that you should not forget your mother tongue. And there's no reason, I don't think, why we can't recognise the value of the Scottish language equally. And I think I like to tell people I'm bilingual. I can speak Glaswegian and English. So with this song, this song's about a wee boy goes to school and you listen to the words, he comes back from school and he's more or less telling his da how he got on. It's a Dub A Do.
Right, this is Gabba Lindsay then with a Dub A Do.
Is a dub a do, dad? Is a do a dub? Is a cow a coo, dad? A sparrow just a spug? Is a wall a war, dad? Is a dog a duck? She's going to warm my ear, dad, instead of scalp a luck. Your new teacher's awfully posh, dad. She's changing all her names. Wee Shuggy knew was Hugh, dad, and Jimmy's eye was James. She's really got me scunner, dad, the way she shuggles words. And I must be blaked no to ken that feathered friends are cunts. Is a dove a do, dad? Is a do a dove? Is a cow a coo, dad? A sparrow just a spug? Is a wall a war, dad? Is a dog a duck? She's going to warm my ear, dad, instead of scalp my luck. You've learnt me all wrong, dad. You caught a ball a ball. And your wife is new, my mother, dad. You said she was my mom. I'm no sure how to spell, dad. I'll never pass my test. And what is this I'm wearing, dad? A summit or a vest? Oh, is a dove a do, dad? Is a do a dove? Is a cow a coo, dad? A sparrow just a spug? Is a wall a war, dad? Is a dog a duck? She's going to warm my ear, dad, instead of scalp a lug. I gave my nose a dicht, dad, when it began to dreep. She gave me such a fricht, dad, and ear fell off my seat. Oh, haven't you a handkerchief? She roared as if in pain. No, I just used my sleeve, miss, and I wiped my nose again. Oh, is a dove a do, dad? Is a do a dove? Is a cow a coo, dad? A sparrow just a spug? Is a wall a war, dad? Is a dog a duck? She's going to warm my ear, dad, instead of scalp a lug. I caught a mouse, a moose, dad. I should have held my tongue. That's manure that's on your bits, dad. No longer is it done. It's turnips and potatoes. No tatties, new and neeps. She said I'd ripped my trousers when I'd only tore my breeks. Oh, is a dove a do, dad? Is a do a dove? Is a cow a coo, dad? A sparrow just a spug? Is a wall a war, dad? Is a dog a duck?
She's going to warm my ear, Dad, instead of scalp my luck. Will there's twa words for often, Dad, or shiggled in my heat? How can I be well bred, Dad, when I keep saying breed? So is a crow a craw, Dad, and is a bull a bull? I'll try to get it wrecked, Dad, I will. How is a dove a do, Dad, is a deep a dove? Is a cow a coo, Dad, a sparrow just a smug? Is a wall a war, Dad, is a dog a dug? She's going to warm my ear, Dad, instead of scalp my lug.
Cam Glen Radio, 107.9 FM, your voice, your music, and your station.
You're listening to the Lunchtime Show on Cam Glen Radio 107.9 FM with Derek McCutcheon. I have a special guest with me today, Will MacArthur, and we'll come back to Will MacArthur shortly. We're talking about his group, Glasgow Pals, which reunites people from all around the world to have an interest in Glasgow. Now, Will, just in the run-up, before the news, if you don't mind, I picked up one of the things on your website is a Glasgow Pals poem.
Right.
By Maggie Meagher, so where's Maggie from?
Well, Maggie's from Ontario, Canada. She joined the website. She became a Glasgow pal in 2004. Maggie Meagher, Ontario, Canada, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, then I'll read this out. It kind of sums up what we're talking about today. So, Glasgow Pals. A thread that runs around this world, a tie that binds us all. A link to him for those away who still hear Glasgow's call. So many in the USA, from sea to shining sea, were spread out o'er Canada, from Scotia to BC. Thailand, France, South Africa, we've all found pals from here. The British Isles, New Zealand too, advance Australia fair. Each corner of the world is here to laugh and reminisce of places, people, bygone days in the city that we miss. So raise a glass, dear Glasgow pals, and shout a hearty cheer. Let's toast Webmaster MacArthur. It's thanks to him we're here. So I guess that's you then, Will.
Very nice.
Right, well, that's it's just coming up to 12 o'clock, and you're listening to the Lunchtime Show with Derek McCutcheon here on Cam Glen Radio 107.9 FM. I do have a special guest with me today, Will MacArthur, and we'll be joining him shortly to speak about Glasgow Pals and the house parties, or house parties that they run. There, that was George Ezra there with Budapest, and I'm joined today by Will MacArthur. Will MacArthur's a local musician, a folk musician who runs and hosts a website, Glasgow Pals, which reunites people from all around the world who all have the common interest of Glasgow. Now, well, one of the things I picked up on your website is the house parties or house parties and reunions. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Aye, well, Derek, like everything else in Glasgow Pals, this just evolved, this has happened. As I said, the website was August 2002. I then bolted on a message board to it. And it was through the message board that the first one happened. The people, as I say, get very friendly, and why don't we meet up? So in January 2005, which is approximately 2.5 years after the website started, I had my first get-together, and over 20 folk turned up at the Scotia Bar. See how it went. So one of the guys came with his guitar. I can tell you the evening went so well that when I was up speaking to the barman, he asked me, was it a class reunion? He couldn't believe the chatter, the laughter, the hugs, the backslap and everything. He thought, I mean, those people had never met each other face-to-face in their life before. And it was quite incredible. I'll always remember that day. It was quite amazing. And ever since then, we decided we'd have one every year. So every September, I now just have one, I used to have two, but every September, I have a get-together, and I call it a Glasgow Pals house party or swally, because we always have a good wee swally at it. And what I try to recreate is, when I was a wee boy in Bristol, the New Year parties, my mum and dad, your uncle would go up and sing a song, your dad would sing a song, and they were all great nights, and that's what we do. We have a good, really good night, and this year, I'll be holding it in Camas Lang Bowling Club in September. And I've got, I think, about 50 names at the moment. So It's just went from strength to strength. It just goes on every year.
And will you have visitors from abroad at that one?
Aye, this year we've got four coming from Australia, believe it or not. And the actual, I think it's amazing and really wonderful. They pick their holiday to come here to fit in with the party. Mm. You know, so there's four folk coming from Australia. Quite incredible.
And you've had international ones. You've been invited to international ones. Aye,
well, what have happened was one of my admin guys, Norrie McNamee, Norrie now. Norrie and his wife Claire and my wife Eileen. By the way, hello Eileen, I think she's listening today. I better say hello to her. Eileen and I, and Norrie and Claire, decided that we'd go to Canada for a holiday in 2009. And when that became known on the website, of course, the people in Canada decided, why don't we have a Glasgow Pals get together in Canada? When the webmaster's over, we admin man Norrie. So I thought, great, let's go for it. So they got us a venue, and we arrived in Toronto for the event, and the four of us walked in, and the president of the club came up to me and said, hello, you Will MacArthur, the webmaster of Glasgow Pals, aye. He goes, here's the mic, it's your night, the hall's yours. I went, oh. I said, maybe, let me get a huff of whiskey for or something. I said, what I'll do, I'll say, wait maybe half an hour, and then introduce me and I'll start leading and going. So that's what happened. They introduced me, I got up on the stage, explained to them, there's over 100 there, explained to them what we're going to do, and I started off, gave them a song, Gee Banks and Brazier Bonnie Doon, I sang, I remember, from a penny whistle. And then we had a great night, it was a fabulous night, everybody thoroughly enjoyed it, and they tell me they still talk about it to this day. That was in September 2009.
Mm-hmm. And there's other countries have the reunions as well, don't they?
Aye, there's been Glasgow Pals reunions locally in Australia, South Africa, Wales, England, all over the place. It's just been great.
And you told me, when I was speaking to you before, you told me about a story about Carlton Cuddy from Australia.
Aye, well, mine, earlier in the interview I mentioned about the message board, how they all put a sort of an underplume. Well, Carlton Cuddy was a chap called Rod Gall, G-A-L, is it Gall or Gall? I'm not sure how he pronounces his name. But Rod, or Carlton Cuddy, as we know him as, he left Glasgow when he was 20 years old. And he had never, ever been back in Glasgow, never came back, never left Australia. And 50 years, which was 2009, he was 70 year old, and he wanted to come back to a Glasgow Pals party. And his daughters chipped in, paid for his fare, and set them over. And I'll never forget it. We had that venue, it was in Dow's, out of the town, upstairs lounge. And Carlton Cuddy walked in, big man, 6 foot. And he walked in full regalia. He had a kilt on and everything, the full gear. And he came walking in, and he was in tears. And he was telling me stories about Glasgow Pals and why it was over. So it was his first time back home in 50 years, and he came back for the Glasgow Pals reunion. But a wee addition to that is, not only did he come home, but one of the members, Annie Robertson, or Annie, just called her wee Annie, she actually put him up. And she's got a young family, and she put him up for his full stay here in Glasgow. And her children now call him Granda. And they've been over in Australia visiting him. So quite amazing. That was in 2009.
And they say that's that just illustrates the whole thing, well, about connecting people. And obviously there's that Glasgow thing that sticks with you, you know. Obviously he's been away for many years, and so he's obviously still, you know, he obviously considers himself a Glasgow man.
That's right, never lose it. I've also just quickly saying, in 2012, Norrie, Clare, Eileen, High again, we went a big special holiday. I retired that year, and we went on a special holiday to Australia. And again, when they found out we're coming over, one of the Glasgow Pals, Hoppins, her name is, she organised a do in Sydney. And over 50 people turned up at this do, and again she had the mic and we did a sing song, and we created the Glasgow Pals House party that night as well in Sydney, Australia in 2012. That was April 2012, and that was another amazing event.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, right, well, I think this is the last one of your songs that you brought in today, so I don't know if you want to introduce it.
Aye, this is a song that Scots love all over the world, in my opinion, because no matter where you are in the world, your heart is always in Scotland. And this is a song, Caledonia, by Dougie MacLean.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away, so I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reasons why I seem so far away today. Oh, but let me tell you that I love you, but I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. And I have moved and I've kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. Oh, and I have tried and I've kept on trying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Oh, but let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest quiet, the flames that couldn't get any higher, they've weathered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you call me, and now I'm going. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Camglen Radio, 107.9 FM, your voice, your music.
And with Will MacArthur, he's been with us for the past hour and a half or so, and we'll be discussing Glasgow Pals. Now, Will's obviously a folk singer, musician, historian, as I've got him down with Piggery Bray. Now, I know you're busy tonight, Will. What have you, is it you've got on tonight?
All right, I'll be surprised there. Tonight, I'm playing in the West Brewery. There's a poetry night tonight. There's seven poets coming along to recite their own work. and they've asked me to go along and sing a couple of songs in both halves of the show. It starts 7:30, it's free. I'll be playing my ukulele, first time in live ukulele, I might say. So that's tonight in the West Brewery.
Right. And if Piggery Bray, have they got anything coming up at all?
Well, Piggery Bray, yeah, we've got loads of concerts coming up on our website, piggerybray.ukpals.com, piggerybray.ukpals.com.
Yep.
And I keep a list of all the programme. We start up again in October. We've got 3 concerts in October, all on the website.
Yeah, and is that generally churches and things like that?
Aye, mostly it's... most of our gigs seem to be churches. We never advertise. We just go to a church, we do an hour and a half concert, 2-hour concert, and then people come up at the end of the show, could you come to our place? And it just goes on and just snowballs. And we're out nearly every week, starting October, and we'll be playing right through to end of April.
Right. And then just, I know you've got to go and you're obviously busy, and we'll give details of how to look up Glasgow Pals, but just there was a wee anecdote I picked up from the website, and I guess in these days with all the trouble that goes on round about us, it's maybe worth a mention. It's for all Jock Tamson's bairns now. This is obviously a bit where this came from, I guess.
Well, I think, thankfully, most of us all believe in that we are all Jock Tamson's bairns. I think this came from, I was told it was the Reverend John Thompson, who was a much-loved minister in Edinburgh, and he embraced everyone, and all his members were called Joke Tamson's Bairns. And I use it on the website a lot, because to me it makes no difference who you are or what you are. We are all Joke Tamson's Bairns.
Yeah, but now, I second that, Will. And it's been great having you in today. So if we're wanting to look up Glasgow Pals, then where are we going for that?
Well, just go on the website, www.glescapals, it's glescapals.com. And on that web page, the index page, you can spend all day, all week, reading about the social history of Glasgow, all the songs and the games, the memories, the recipes, the bygone days of yore. And on the homepage, there's links to the message board, the old message board, which is still going, and the modern Facebook.
Yeah, and Facebook is at Glasgow Pals again.
Well, it's one of these things. It's got groups involved. I think you best just probably getting it through the
website.
Through the website, yeah.
Right. Well, I'll certainly make sure that the links go up on the Cam Glenn page, Will, and then people can get involved in that. And I guess. You might get some new folks getting in touch with you.
Thank you, Derek. That's just what I need. No, I will say that it's been a pleasure coming in today. It's been a pleasure. And I think the work that you and all the volunteers do at Cam Glenn Radio is to be commended. You do a fantastic job. It's been really nice to see the setup, and it's an amazing setup in Rutherglen. And well done to you and all the volunteers.
Yeah, and we'll be able to maybe get a Piggery Bray in one day and get you set up and get you a wee live slot on a show.
Oh, we should do that.
Right, well, thanks again, Will, for that, and I'll carry on with my sets. If you've been listening to my show today, you'd have heard Will MacArthur, local folk musician, historian, and folk singer on the show, and I made a kind of rubbish joke earlier about his penny whistle and that you don't get much for a penny these days, and just as he's going out the door, he says he can pay up to £200 for a penny whistle, so there you go, £200 for a penny whistle. You've been listening to Derek McCutcheon on the Lunchtime Show on Cam Glenn Radio 107.9 FM. I hope you were tuned earlier on and enjoyed my special guest, Will MacArthur, who was talking about folk music, Piggery Bray, and Glasgow Pals as the main theme, which is a website to connect people from around the world who have the common interest in that being Glasgow.
Lunchtime.